Oh, we got Roxas in the house too. What up, Roxas?
Roxas.
I can't think of a better time to start than with an image of Roxas. So with that, welcome to episode 10 of the Save Data Cast. I'm your host, David, and this week we're going to be doing E3 predictions. That's it. No other spiel. There are no previews. There's no takes on recent video games. It is just a predictions week. So E3 Summer Game Fest, we're going to make some not wild predictions, some wild predictions, some of which may be invalidated in the next week when leaks happen, because we're doing this on May 21st. We'll see. It'll still be fun regardless. I'm joined by my co-host, Zach.
Hello, everybody.
I'm also joined by the king of fishing minigames. It's Chris.
We have the hottest scoops on the hottest games. Peggle 3, motherfuckers, is coming.
Peggle 3 already exists.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yes.
I remember Peggle 2 because the Peggle 2 guy. I didn't remember Peggle 3.
Peggle 2!
We're also joined by the best lawyer in any town, Ohio. That's Bridge.
peanut butter pretzel nuggets. Oh god,
those are good. Oh, they're the Utz ones too. Man, those are good.
Peggle 3 does not exist.
You said Utz so gutturally.
Utz.
You know, I don't know.
Do you have it?
I don't think I've ever thought of that brand being pronounced out loud, and now I hate it. They make good snacks, but Utz.
I'm also joined by Roxas's cat mom. That's Elise.
You know what? Number one, Roxas stand.
Right now. You did name your cat Roxas, so I think you can claim that title. Pretty sure you can claim it. Let's just get into it. We're not doing fantasy draft. We're not doing what we've been playing. We're just doing E3 predictions. Do you want to all start with some wild ones, or you want to start with the candid ones that I asked you about in Slack?
Let's do the canon ones first.
Right. Yeah, that's not the canon one.
All right. First off, the game that has been on everyone's mind for the past 2 years, roughly. We got a leaked trailer, maybe, for it a few months ago. It's Elden Ring. So, y'all, is this even getting a trailer? And if we do get a trailer, do we get a release date? And what's the release date?
Elise, famously an Elden Ring denier, doesn't believe this game is ever going to come out.
That is a goddamn lie. You know it.
Famously, last year we did a fantasy draft, and at the beginning of the year, Elise said that Elden Ring was going to come out in 2019 of all years. So
2020.
2020.
And, oh, you're right.
And that was pre-pandemic. I'll give Elise credit. That was pre-pandemic.
It was also my round one pick. My round one was Resident Evil 3.
You're not helping your case here, Elise.
To answer the question, yes, I think we see Elden Ring this year. I think it will be at Xbox's event. I think they want to try the money to throw the money behind it to get it in people's minds that is the place to play the game, even though it's going to be multi-platform. And I think we get a release window, not a date. I don't think they have a date in mind yet. I don't think it's coming this year.
Do you think they give like 2022?
I think they give a window for 2022. I don't know if they'll say spring. They might say summer. But I think they'll be more specific than just 2022.
Okay. Elise, famed Elden Ring denier, what do you think?
I think we're seeing a trailer. I think it's going to be the leaked trailer with some extras, because they're not just going to release the leaked trailer. That thing leaked what, 4 months ago?
Yeah, now? I agree.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago. And I think we see a date for Q3 2022.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think it's going to be an actual date. I agree with Zach on that. I think they're going to say like fall 2022 or Q3 2022 or something like that.
Okay. I honestly thought you'd be a lot more positive on it.
Yeah,
I thought you'd be like, it's coming this year.
Look, Elden Ring burned me last year. I'm going to play conservative here.
It'll be the only time Elise plays anything conservative ever.
Yeah.
I mean, any of us are fair.
Yeah, sense. That's fair. That's pretty fair. Chris, how about you? Elden Ring, is it real? Does it exist?
Does it exist? I personally still believe this could be canceled any day. Anything now we could hear, nope, not coming out. But I think we will see that trailer that leaked earlier. It'll be a little pretty little gussied up. They'll throw some weird misleading bullshit in it because that's the From Software way, baby. And that's it. No release date, nothing. Not even a window.
Okay.
They don't say a damn word.
Just a trailer and that's it.
Trailer and then the big reveal is the Elden Ring title card at the end. Now I hear you saying, didn't they do that the first time? Yes. They showed it.
That's some Square Enix bullshit. I'm here for it.
Yeah. FromSoft is just Square Enix that gets away with it.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true.
Vague lore, well, they're also, like, bad not writing.
Nearly as big a publisher.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. They're like a 19th of the size.
Well, and they aren't even publishing it. I think Bandai is publishing Elden Ring. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they publish all there. They publish Armored Core and they publish the Soul Ship.
Yeah, the only thing they did publish from was
Bloodborne.
Yeah, that was some.
Yeah, the Sony joint.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much on the same page as most of you. I think we get a trailer. I think it's mostly the leaked trailer, but obviously finished because it's been 3-4 months since it got leaked. Yeah. I think they just give us a year. I think it's just 2022. What
do we see hyper early gameplay?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean, yeah. Maybe if it's like open world, like a character roaming an open world, but that's the most.
We got like 3 minutes of Sekiro very early, if I recall.
Oh, I don't remember on that one. But I think this one's supposed to be like more open world than their previous games. So I think if that's the case, they'll show like the character running across fields or whatever, and like the camera spinning with the environments changing as it turns, but like that's it.
I believe that was in the leaked trailer.
Oh, I didn't watch it. So.
There was a character riding on a horse through a field, and like another enemy like took a swipe at it as they rode by.
I remember memes about the horse. I didn't watch the trailer.
Yeah. Same. I saw like a picture leaked.
I want to hard meme this and say we don't hear anything about it at all. But because the leaked trailer is out, we know we're getting at least that.
Mm-hmm.
What if they don't?
Oh my god, I would love it.
That would be amazing. That would be the greatest thing ever. Because it would absolutely make me believe that this game is getting canceled.
Just to spite me specifically, they
does have pages
like,
though.
2 days after the end of like actual Summer Games Fest.
Oh, what if it's like August or something and they're like, here's Elden Ring?
Yeah.
That would be ballsy, not gonna lie.
Miyazaki fell asleep and forgot to tweet the image over, so
but I actually don't think we're getting a release date or anything.
Okay. I do want to say I put a poll up to the chat. Yes or no, and it's split down the middle with 2 votes yes for 2 votes no. So,
I mean,
even the viewers don't know.
I feel like we all agree we're going to see it. It's just like, do we get a date? Like half of us are like, sure, but it's vague, and the other half are like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show that like, actually, we released it 2 days ago. we shadow dropped it 2 days ago,
and nobody noticed.
And no one noticed
the fact that no one took advantage of COVID to shadow drop even like a small to mid sized game pisses me off.
Well, because none of them can get them done during COVID.
I mean, that's true, but like you know, games came out.
It's such a bad idea to shadow drop a game.
It worked once. It worked for a mobile game.
You want to hype it up for sales. It's such a bad marketing idea to fucking shadow drop it.
It works if you have a big franchise, because that's pretty much what they did with Fallout 4. Like, E3 happened, and they're like, bam, Fallout's in like a couple months, I guess. But
a couple months is one thing, but to shadow drop it and get out right now is a bad
thing. No, but to David's credit, that same presentation was the time they said Fallout Shelter out right now on your phones.
That's true.
And that worked. It did great.
That did super well, yeah.
It worked for Apex, didn't it?
Yeah.
Apex was Shadow Drop, right? Apex was the most popular game in the world 2 weeks after that Shadow drop.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, and then it wasn't anymore. But
to be fair, both of those games free to play.
Yeah, yeah, that's important. Thing.
That's a they very want, fair point. They want pre-orders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't get pre-orders if you say that now.
Look, we'll talk about Shadow Drops later.
Mm-hmm. Also, oh god.
Yeah,
we also just as a funny E3 wine, like going back, Sega actually did this with a console once. They announced, hey, it's out now, this is the cost. Boom. And they like dropped the mic and they thought they were being very cool.
What was this, Genesis?
No, Genesis sold actually well. It wasn't Dreamcast, it was the Saturn, I believe.
Oh,
of course. No.
And the problem was is that they had to get it into stores before they could shadow drop it. But they couldn't tell the stores what they were asking them to buy for like $200 to put on their shelves for $300. So the stores were like, well, no, we don't want to do that. So there was like, you would go to any like Walmart and they would have like one fucking Saturn in because they're just like, well, fuck Sega, this sucks.
terrible. Be fair, those stories are kind of dumb. If Sega's like, yo, we have this thing that we're going to shadow drop that's like $200. If you're a store owner, you're like, oh, that's obviously a console. Like,
Right. It's just like...
they probably told them it's a console, too. They probably shouldn't tell the price.
It's the thing, too, where they were done with it. Like, we don't want people to leak it, so we can't tell them all the details about it. Yeah. But we just tell them they're going to have to pay $200 for this thing. But it's also
leak it to fucking who? Everyone's getting their information from, like, CBS News. Like, there's no
internet. True. That was pre, like, internet.
Good point. Very good point.
Jeff Grubb isn't going to kick his fucking my door down and tell me, hey, they got the new consoles in over at the Sears.
Listen, speaking of new consoles... Switch Pro rumors. They've been floating around.
No. Actually, it's weird. Sega's back is the crazy thing about the E3.
New Sega console. The Sega Dreamcast 2.
I wish.
What's Atari like doing a console like 4 years ago and nothing came
about?
I think
they talked about it and it never had nothing ever again.
Because it's Atari. Yeah. They decided to make a hotel instead.
Fuck Atari. I said it.
But Switch Pro. So we've been reporting on this for like, I feel like over a year of Switch Pro rumors. And
it's been more than 2 years at this point.
Has it? God.
No, probably not. But it's been closer to two than one, I think.
I think that's probably true. But the question I want to ask is,
yeah.
Switch Pro, does it get revealed at E3 this year?
Yeah.
No. And I guess assuming it gets announced,
I forget. Is it a separate E3 direct, or is Doug, because I know Doug Bowser is part of the E3 thing. Is he going to have a time slot to talk?
So Nintendo usually just does like a big direct,
right.
And then Doug Bowser is part of the ESA. At the Nintendo's confirmed to be there, but they haven't confirmed what the extent of being there is. If that makes
sense.
Like, even technically Xbox, there's no official date yet for a presentation. We're just assuming they do.
Right. I mean, it's a tough thing, because like if Doug walks onto the Jeff Keighley Game Zone and speaks, yeah, it's announced right then and there. But I honestly still don't think we see it. I think they save the E3 Direct for games, and then we get a like early fall to like, I don't know, around there direct that's like, hey, November's almost here, buy the new Switch for your kids.
Ooh, you think they'd wait? I don't think that would happen.
I don't think they're gonna drop it that quick. I think they're gonna give like at least 6 months between, if it happens, like if there even is a Switch Pro, if that exists, they're gonna give at least 6 months, because consoles are expensive. We were talking about this for like the entirety of the lead up to the current console cycle.
I was going to say, counterpoint, that's literally not what the Switch 2. Originally, the Switch like was announced very briefly before its release.
This is exactly why I'm saying this.
Yeah. And Sony and Xbox were like, hey, they did their stupid arms race and didn't announce until 2 months before the consoles came out what the prices even were. So I
yeah, but at least we knew they were coming. So it's like, okay, if also, I need a console, I can start saving.
To my point, if they announce it all in August, Christmas is 4.8 months away. Like it's a substantial amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they want the Black Friday knowledge, not Christmas knowledge.
They're working for
November.
100%.
I think
the only big release that ever came out in December was Cyberpunk, and then
games come out in December all the time. That's not like even Immortals Fenyx Rising came out in December. There are a bunch of games that came out in December. It's just a matter of consoles harder game to get though. So like it's true, easy to get a game. Like you don't have to have a physical thing.
Ain't that the truth? Superconductor shortage. 2023, we're still gonna have a PS5 shortage.
See, that's where I'm at. I think they are making Switch Pro. I don't think it's fake, and I think it's coming. I think they aren't gonna be able to make the units that they want because of the semiconductor shortage. So it's gonna be 2022 that Switch Pro comes out. So I don't think they reveal it at E3.
That's a valid point.
If they do reveal it at E3, it's going to be like, hey, it's coming in like spring of 2022 or something like that, which I feel like is too early, and I don't think they'll do it, but
that's interesting.
I don't think Switch Pro exists.
Nintendo likes their 0.5 updates too much to not.
They love them.
It's really tough because I think they would have wanted to get it out earlier, but the Switch just won't stop selling so fucking well that they're like, well,
I mean, that hasn't stopped them before.
Yeah, that won't stop them. Sorry, have you heard of the 3DS? It's only the highest selling console ever. And they did make four
not
different versions of the goddamn.
Not the
thing.
3DS.
Sorry, the DS, yes, the DS.
Which
yes,
I believe DS. Includes so, yeah. the 3DS in its sales numbers.
Oh wait, does it really?
I believe
No.
It cannot. No,
3DS is a different console.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 95% sure the 3DS sold around like 75 million units, and the DS I think was like 150.
But anyway, the point still remains. Like the 3DS was selling well, and they were like, "Here's the new 3DS. Also, here's the 2DS."
Okay, you're right.
Like they don't
3DS
is separate. Nintendo doesn't give a shit. They'll release 8 versions of the same console.
Yeah, they did. The DS had the DS, the DS Lite, the DSi, the DS. I think didn't they do a DS XL, not 3D, but just like a normal DS XL 1.2?
I can't remember at this point.
They did a DSi XL.
A DSi XL, like
yeah.
Wow.
Nintendo don't give a shit.
And here's the life cycle.
I owned the Nintendo DSi XL.
DS came out late 2004. DS Lite came out early 2006. DSi came out late 2008. So I mean, it times out that they do a Switch update pretty soon. I mean, they did the Lite, I guess, already, but
yeah, they did do the Lite. And like I think the DS Lite was like a special case because the original DS fucking sucked. Ugly
yeah.
sin.
Oh, the uncomfortable, the ridge, like the ridge top fucking gimmick that it had. It was so ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 3DS stuff is even closer. The new 3DS came out 2 years after the DS XL and 3 years after the normal 3DS.
3DS so, remains the best.
I'd be damned if they don't have a Pro out eventually, but like, I don't think it's time yet. Mostly because I think if they could get the number of consoles, they'd put it out, but I don't think they can at this point.
Yeah.
I need a better username in the chat. It says the 2DS only exists because a Sony employee had a patent on the 3D method Nintendo used. But how could
Is
they? Unless it was.
They could have licensed it.
Versus a flip thing?
They could have just licensed the 3D tech. But
patents are weird, y'all.
Yeah, they could have
licensed it for like children.
I thought so too, but cannot confirm that, and I don't feel like looking it up. But heck, I bought the 2DS because the 3D was a gimmick and so.
Agreed.
Turn it off though.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but I don't want to pay. I didn't want to pay extra for the gimmick. I'd rather pay
$30. Okay, yeah, you didn't already have
the
3DS.
I didn't already have one. Yeah.
Okay. The price point of the 2DS was competitive as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheap as dirt is great.
Yeah. When I got my 3DS, the first thing I did was just turn the 3D off, and I never not a single time did I ever turn it back
on. I used it once and then turned it off forever.
Yeah, so it is so fucking dumb. It just hurts your eyes and does nothing to actually improve the quality or enjoyment of any game.
All right, for purpose of scoring for the pizza bet, did any does anyone think the Switch Pro is being revealed at E3?
Oh, one of my Super Bowl predictions.
Okay, so one of my Super Bowl
predictions says that it is, but with what we have just talked about, I'm going to I think they're going to wait until January to announce it.
Okay, so Zach's a no, Pridge is a yes, Elise.
No,
no, and Chris, you were a no too, right?
I'm a no.
Just we have four questions here. The Switch Pro and the release date are separate questions. So if it is revealed, holiday 2022, but I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. If it is revealed, I think it's spring 2020.
I agree. I
think it's holiday 2021, motherfuckers.
If it's revealed, that makes sense.
2021.
If it's revealed, I can see it.
2021, but
yeah, I mean, if it's revealed, I also think it's holiday 2021.
Fuck.
Let me ask you all this as kind of a follow up. If it's revealed for holiday 2021, it has to have a big game to come with it.
Yes, it does.
What do you think is coming with it?
Does it though? Since it's just a Pro and not an actual new console.
Yeah, they always team it up though.
I think so.
I don't think they need to though.
I don't think they need to, but they do.
I think they honestly might just be like, here's a Switch Pro. It's fancier.
Because I don't think
Breath of the Wild 2 comes out a year later.
Not a year. Fuck you.
I don't
think Breath of the Wild 2 could be not until 2022?
No, I think it is, but not until the end of 2022.
I think it easily could be.
I think you're a fool.
I think Breath of the Wild could easily be winter 2022.
Holiday release written all over it, baby. Yeah.
I mean, although the first one was a spring release too.
Guess when Breath of the Wild 1 was released.
Doesn't count. Does not count. Okay. Super couldn't count less. It was the launch title. What the fuck?
Yeah. Because they launched it in spring.
I think they could release that whenever they wanted to. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, that those two things do not correlate at all. You're a fool.
No, I think they could release Breath of the Wild 2 whenever the fuck they want. Even if they release it in spring, it's still going to be the holiday game of the year.
I'm just saying, like, the fact that Breath of the Wild 1 came out in spring does not mean Breath of the Wild 2 will come out in spring for any reason.
I just think that they're not going to hit this holiday season and the next best time to release.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't care about that, though, because they'll make money. I don't think they care that much.
That's kind of my thought.
That's why I said they can release it whenever they want.
Nintendo doesn't have to play by normal rules because it's fucking Nintendo.
It's so weird.
They're a video game company that doesn't play by the rules.
There's like the PC versus console thing, and also Nintendo. Nintendo goes beyond console.
They transcend console.
Yeah, to become the Nintendogs.
All right, last Switch Pro question. If it is announced, if it gets a date, how much is it? I think it's $300 and it just replaces the current Switch.
Oh, no, it's more expensive.
I'm mirroring David, $300.
David's correct.
I think it's $350. They lower the current Switch to $250.
No consoles are priced at $50.
Also, Nintendo doesn't follow that rule either. Nintendo doesn't know the rule. Nintendo doesn't know what lower price means.
That's also true.
Games still costing $60 at their e-store 7 years after release.
Nintendo will not put $349 on a box. No way. They'll put $299 on a box. It's what you do.
You know what? Everybody else keep talking. I'm gonna look up the launch prices of all of their consoles really quick.
They've had some weird ones, I believe.
Because we got nothing but time, baby.
I literally think one of the DSs was like $189 or some shit. Or $179, yeah. Something like that.
I think the DS Lite was... No. The DS Lite was...
It might
like
have been
100.
The 2DS was a weird number.
Hey. The Wii, $249. The Wii U, $349.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't care about...
only one of those consoles sold remotely well. I'll tell you. I'll let you guess which one.
Yeah, but both were 49.
Also, a lot more eyes are on the pricing of consoles nowadays than there were when the Wii. I know it's only been like 15 years, but it is a massive difference. Also, the average person is really, really, really fucking stupid.
Yeah, agreed. That's true.
It comes down to what they name it. If they give it a shitty name, then
don't matter. It's still Nintendo.
Also, those are also brand new consoles and not console updates.
That's true. Also, do they give it a shitty name?
It's going to be the Super Switch. If it's not the Super Switch, I genuinely don't understand what board meetings at this company are like. I assume it is a lot of people throwing uncooked al dente and then fully sopping wet spaghetti into various places.
What if it's the new Nintendo Switch?
If it is the new Nintendo
Switch, I wouldn't
be shocked.
I would not be shocked.
If it is the new Nintendo Switch, I will buy Sega stock.
Clip it, send that to Chris when it's called the new Nintendo Switch. Really, you'll need proof.
Look, Sega's not a bad company. Oh no, my phone!
All right,
in Canada, the Switch is $400 Canadian.
Oh wow, that's a pretty big markup. Yeah,
that's about 330 American.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's like a 10% not markup. It's rough.
Yeah, it's not great. I think they sell the Switch Pro for $450.
Canadian or
Canadian? Okay. Canadian, which is apparently 372.95, which is just
so like 350 US, 450 Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do 350 US.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Same as Zach. All right. Let's switch out of Nintendo topics to because I run the show, I get to insert things that I enjoy and want to make people guess. So the last canned topic, will I get a Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer and or date?
No. It's a both.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yes.
I think you get a teaser. I don't think you get a date.
Really? You think
I think you get a short trailer.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Ubisoft's got to announce something.
You got a better chance of Skull and Bones, Chief.
No, they just announced that got delayed. No, they haven't announced a Beyond Good and Evil delay.
I know. No, because there's no way you're getting Psychonauts and Beyond Good and Evil at the same E3. I realize these are different companies that have nothing to do with each other. I understand that fully. But like the cosmic entities at play here know what's going down.
David, you cannot be satisfied fully ever.
Listen. I got Psychonauts 2 and Beyond Good and Evil 2 announcements within a year of each other.
I do want to shout out really quick. Kleeboos just gave us a subscription. Thank you very much, Kleeboos.
Thank you, Kleeboos. Listen, I'm the Beyond Good and Evil stan. I'm going to keep being the Beyond Good and Evil stan. I think I get a trailer. I think I get a year.
Really?
They got to do something. I mean, Ubisoft's got to do fucking something.
I don't want to say you're being greedy. You are being wrong.
I think that game is obviously, we all know it had an incredibly troubled development. Also with the recent announcement that I cannot remember
Michel Ancel
left the company.
Thank you. The Michelle of a man.
Listen, like it's optimistic, I know. Okay. I'm not fooling myself. I just gotta stay true to my brand here.
ATD in the chat says I honestly thought Beyond Good and Evil 2 was canceled.
Listen,
you're not alone.
I mean, it was canceled once. That did happen. But I think I get a trailer. I think I get a date for 2022. Just the year, not the full date. Because like realistically, they had been working on it for 3 years when they revealed it in 2017, and that was 5 years ago. So, or 4 years ago. But, like 5 year dev cycle after they built the engine sounds reasonable. And I think they also say it is a next-gen exclusive game, because the tech they showed, it will not work on a PS4, I don't believe.
Oh, 100%. I think it's... Well, I mean, I think it's a next-gen game, because it's not coming out anytime soon, but yeah.
I don't think it can run on old-gen, is my point. Not necessarily when it comes out.
Hey, neither could Cyberpunk, but here we are.
Didn't stop them.
It's true.
That's true.
All right. Did I miss anyone for that one? Everybody,
I don't think so.
Say something.
I think, okay. I think everybody, said, everybody, no. Everybody, no.
There was a Elise. Yes. Elise was like, you get a teaser. I'm like, oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Now the floor is open. I figure we just do some rounds of predictions till we run out of time or run out of predictions.
Okay.
So there are no rules anymore. Last year we knew like new consoles were coming. We had a lot more like known quantities. This year,
it's just games.
It's whatever. It's games.
Remember last year when we all predicted that, hey, at the time that we announce game news, they'll announce the prices of the consoles. And then those absolute cowards over at Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft were like, no, you go first.
We really...
That was miserable.
We only got the announcement of the price of those consoles because it leaked. I genuinely think we would have been walking into stores on Black Friday not knowing how much this damn thing cost. They would have asked you for an amount of money and you would have said, must be true. Ridiculous. Sorry.
And now we're what, 6 months out from the release of those things? 7 months? Something like
that. About seven, yeah.
And yeah, about no seven, one yeah. noticed them.
Nobody. I mean, am I the only person that is trying to get a PS5 that doesn't have one? Because Purge, you finally got one, correct?
Yeah, of this group, of the four of us who are trying to get one, three of us got it.
Yeah. Were you in the direct queue?
I got it from the direct queue. Got very lucky.
I got the. Every time I get in direct queue, it tells me over an hour. I'm like, not getting one today, folks. Yep.
That was happening to me. Then one time it said 10 minutes.
Oh, we shit.
I'm always too late to the queue. I've tried a few times for you, Chris, and it's like
it's madness.
Like I'll see the tweet.
It's just pure luck. It doesn't matter what time you enter. Yeah.
I'll see the tweet 30 minutes after, and it's like, oh well, I'm too late.
I have notifications for Twitter turned on for only two people. It's Wario64 and the PS5 in stock updates guy. Can't get it. It's ridiculous.
Just say Wario64.
Wario64 is a Cadillac of man.
People who are watching this, go follow Wario64 on Twitter. You won't regret
Everyone follows Wario64 on Twitter. The dude has millions of followers.
It's a great account. What can
it's
I say?
Account.
He's got all the gaming deals everywhere, all the time. Yeah. All right, who wants to kick us off? Give me a volunteer.
Oh, okay. The one I had that was really good is I changed my mind on.
Oh, wow. That's
all right, look, I'll start us off.
Please do. Hell yeah, at least.
This is my pie in the sky. I don't think it's happening because we know this team is working on their ongoing game, Titanfall 3.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Titanfall 3. I don't know when it's coming.
I was gonna say, do you think it comes this year between a Battlefield and a Call of Duty again?
No, it's not coming this year. It's probably not coming next year. But I think we see it. Because they're still working on fucking Apex. They just released a new CSGO mode.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. I haven't checked it out.
They're working on a lot of stuff, to be fair.
But they also have three teams now.
They have three teams. They've recently expanded like a lot.
I think they have four now.
I'm not counting the VR team, dude.
Oh, okay.
You're right though. They do have a VR team.
Yeah, they've got like huge numbers in Apex. Like Titanfall never had that much money or that many players. So they've got to buy it.
Apex is currently like, the fourth most popular game in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've got to buy it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And those people. And they've got the buy-in not just for Battle Royale, but for the franchise because they're transitioning over or like they're adding in the CS:GO mode.
Yes,
yeah.
They're making
getting,
it into
like,
a platform.
Huge reviews. They're making it into a platform. So I think that means they don't just have a Battle Royale crowd. They have a Apex crowd or a Titanfall crowd, if they so choose.
Well, and I think Titanfall 2 recently hit like its all-time high with like some sales and stuff too.
So they did a free weekend on Steam, and it had the most players that it had ever had. It had more players than Fortnite that day or that that Saturday.
Dang.
So that's why I'm predicting Titanfall 3.
All right.
I mean, I think it's a bold but good move.
I think it's a bold but a very smart prediction.
I think there's a good chance of it.
I also have a respawn prediction.
Oh.
Jedi Fallen Order 2, Jedi Risen Order.
Yeah.
Jedi Fallen Order 2.
It would be really funny to name it that, but yeah.
Oh, that'd be the worst fucking name ever. I kind
of
love it.
Jedi Rising Order. I mean, it's time.
Do you think
probably
so? It's been less than 2 years.
Oh, I mean, it's not coming out this year, I don't think. To announce it, just show it up probably with a CG trailer. Maybe I could see some gameplay because like it's going to be the same engine. So
yeah, no, I think they just do a trailer because if you know you're going to play a game, you're going to want to play it.
Yeah. Well, they've been pouring money into that engine.
Yeah,
because it'll be like version 1.5 of that engine because they are still working on it.
God, I liked that game, but fuck that clunky engine.
clunky on release. I just think it's time. That team has been working on it this whole time, and hey, man, EA likes that Star Wars money. What do you want?
Absolutely,
100%.
Also, the game sold well. So, and Disney said it was good. So,
yeah. Fallen Order is fucking great. I love that game.
It was a good game.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, Yoda just raided us with a party of one. Thank you, Yoda.
Heard me talking about my boy Cal Kestis and came in here.
Yeah.
Excellent timing on that one.
also, there's no way in hell that like Disney is high on this franchise because like they were hinting at at Fallen Order stuff in fucking Mandalorian, like.
Did they? I missed that.
Yeah. In the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was about to spoil the fuck out of Mandalorian for people.
Never mind. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And also like when they were tweeting about like we're gonna reveal a Jedi, ooh, Disney was like, is it gonna be Cal?
Yeah.
Spoilers. It wasn't, but
no, of course it fucking wasn't. Time doesn't make any sense. But Disney got a troll.
I'm going to use my gimme first.
Okay.
And that is, we get a Psychonauts 2 cinematic and gameplay trailer.
Oh my God. No way. They talk about Psychonauts at E3. Okay. The game is probably going to come out very soon.
That's why I'm going to clarify it. Okay. All right. We get a release date. It is August. It is not an E3 drop.
Okay.
It is 100% August release date.
Okay.
They have Tim Schafer talk about it. He's got a haircut, but still has his beard.
Okay.
And I lose my collective shit over the entire thing as we're co-streaming it.
Now, what is his haircut like, David? Could you describe the haircut to me?
I mean, I saw it because he tweeted it, so.
Does the number two Psychonauts 2 stand James Willems make an appearance?
No.
No.
Okay. He's in the games. I don't really know.
Is he?
Is he really?
Yeah, he voices a toilet that gives you quests.
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious.
Because he is like a huge Psychonauts fan and Tim Schafer likes him, apparently.
You know who I will say makes an appearance? Jack Black. He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's in the game, but I think he makes an actual appearance when they're announcing.
That's a good guess.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right, you added enough stuff to that. I'll give you that.
Oh, totally.
Because I knew you weren't going to give me a trailer. It's like, no shit, they're going to have a trailer. Yeah.
The calm of they're going to talk about Psychonauts. It's like,
that's like that shit. That's like me being like, I think Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be shown at E3.
I honestly think that's a maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of bold. but it's almost like saying, I think they're going to talk about video games. perhaps franchises they own.
It's like, I think Xbox is going to talk about Halo.
All the bullshit they bought.
I'll hop in next.
Okay.
All right. We get a small reveal for a new 3D Mario game, but it is not Odyssey 2.
Oh, okay. That is a big call. I'm into it.
See, I was thinking new Mario game, but they recently said that
Odyssey
that team is working on Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel great about my fantasy pick.
That just means that it's not Odyssey 2 then. It's just something else.
Yeah.
Mario 3D World 2. Bowser's Furious.
Oh my god. The day that Nintendo actually acknowledges Bowsette as a character, the internet will burn.
They become a multi-billion dollar company. Wait, hold on.
That's true also.
They become a multi-trillion dollar company. They surpass Apple with the power of horny.
They announced Mario Sunshine 2.
Mario 3D World was already a sequel to Mario 3D Land.
Yes, I know. Mario 3D Galaxy.
It was just the California version of the Florida one.
God.
Guys, it's going to be Super Mario Sunshine 2.
that's what ATD in the chat just said.
The most successful game in the best console.
Super Mario 65. God.
I will not sit idly by and listen to you shit talk the GameCube. We're not going to get into this, but the GameCube deserved better, okay?
I was about to say, we're not going to argue about it, so you'll do exactly that. Because you don't have time. Pridge, I think that's a bold prediction. I'm not sure how likely it is.
Yeah, I think that one has low
chance. Honestly, I think there's more of a chance of that than them showing Breath of the Wild 2.
I think timeline-wise, I think it makes sense that they announce a new Mario game. Like, it's been 4 years since Odyssey. Like, it's pretty much time for another 3D game, and Bowser's Fury doesn't count.
What if it's another Mario RPG? Yes, I'm aware Paper Mario came out.
I would literally cry.
Mario and Luigi game.
Yeah. Except they closed that studio.
Yeah, they did close that studio.
Mr. L! God! Great character.
I needed a username in the chat. Is Mario Maker 3 ever going to be a thing?
No. Not until the next
console.
Next console.
Not for a long time.
Yeah, not for a while.
I'm surprised they got as much miles as that damn thing as they did.
Yeah.
They're not going to split the user base of Mario Maker 2.
They also have. Is Metroid Prime 4 still in development? I say yes. Other people say no.
It doesn't exist. I think that game's less real than Beyond Good and Evil. You heard me.
I know I agree with that sentiment 100%. Beyond Good and Evil is coming out before Metroid Prime 4. Are you insane? Of course it is.
Yeah.
100%. If anyone wants to take the prediction of they mention Metroid Prime 4, you don't need to qualify that. You, go ahead and take your L.
Zach, did you give us a prediction yet?
No. Okay. I literally wrote as one of my maybes. We get a Switch Pro announcement showcasing that it will make certain games run better. This includes Breath of the Wild 2, Pokemon Legends Arceus, and Bayonetta 3. That's right. We get an announcement about Bayonetta 3. In quotation marks, they don't mention Prime 4.
So is your first prediction Bayo 3 and no Metroid Prime?
If you're just going to let me get away with that, maybe. I'll save that.
I don't think you have to add the N, no Metroid Prime.
Yeah, everyone agrees that that game's not showing up.
That has a zero value on the scale.
That's unfortunate.
Could you imagine though if they were just like Metroid Other M 2?
Oh
no, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that.
They know that game tanked and they're not dumb.
The baby is now the teen.
God.
Stop.
Zach, give us a prediction.
Everyone go watch the baby Metroid video. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a little bit of a more niche spicy one to start. No, okay, I actually fucked that because somebody's going to steal my easy one. The Sony State of Play, which happened sometime in the spring, the summer window, does show off gameplay. We get a big blowout of Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Mm-hmm. We see gameplay, new machine.
Horizon Forbidden West?
Yes.
That is the name of the game.
It has an actual name.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Whatever. We see gameplay footage, we see new machines, they showcase the region, what makes it special, and we get a release date for this fall. Mm-hmm. I think that game's
someone really needs those fantasy points, eh?
I mean, like,
Is that on my team? Who has that game?
Yeah, no, it's you.
Is it my team?
You have for Horizon Forbidden West, which is not called Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Okay, Bridge, let's fucking throw down, all right? I'm flying to Ohio. Come on, let's go.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure when you got it in Fantasy League, it already had the name Forbidden West.
Like, yeah, let's fucking, all right, everybody, we're going to some fucking Applebee's parking lot. Let's go right now. Horizon 2, fucking
if you're fully vaccinated, you're allowed to meet the bee.
You knew what I
meet the bee. Let's go.
Oh god. Here's the thing. That's happening though. Like it would be utterly bizarre if that wasn't happening at the C3.
See, I'm on the opposite side. I don't think it's gonna make this year.
But they've re-upped that recently.
I don't think they have.
Jim Ryan said like a few months ago that he was feeling pretty good. Shut up. Jim Ryan said like a few months ago that he was feeling pretty good about making the date. That's fucking meaningless.
What is the release date you said, Zach? You said fall?
Fall a day.
I think all we know is
fall. I'll say business quarter three, which means like fall means into nothing. Winter. But before Christmas is what I mean.
I mean, if David is hesitant about it, I will say that's fine then. I think it's safe.
All we know, all they have said is 2021. That's all.
Yes, Dinku Dinky makes a great point. Horizon 1 Dawn, which is, yes, that's what it should have been called.
I mean, it's Horizon:Zero Dawn. Horizon,
but also you've played the game. I think you know why the game has the title that it has, and it would make no goddamn sense for it to be called One Dawn.
I know. It's a dumb joke.
It would piss me off. I still think it should be. They go down. Horizon -1 Dawn.
We find out. I can't remember.
Oh, Zero Morning.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. You know what? Now you got me.
No.
Horizon Zero Mid-Afternoon.
Horizon Zero High Noon. And it takes place in the Wild West.
Horizon Zero 11 Z's.
Horizon Zero Witching Hour.
Horizon Second Breakfast. Like, no.
Second Breakfast, yes!
I said that!
No, you didn't.
I thought you said 11 Z's.
I said Second Breakfast, 11 Z's. I'll go on the look.
Okay. So, I interest you in Kentucky Route -1.
Oh, there it is. There's the game we all love.
The amount of sales it'll get.
Oh,
I think it did pretty good. What
it did great.
Moving on. Who would like to start off our second round of predictions?
Oh, I didn't even make a first round. Oh no, I did.
Yeah, you did. What are you talking about?
I forgot that I didn't go with my. I have a meme one for.
Can I go first? Snake order this.
Sure.
This is a little bit more out there.
Oh no.
We see the announcement at Nintendo's Direct. We see the announcement of a new IP from Monolith Software. That is the Xenoblade Chronicles team. It's Nintendo's totally not necessary answer to the Phantasy Star Online series.
Oh, it uses the internet?
Yes.
Sure, you can take that gamble.
I would accept just new IP from them.
But
hold on, here's the thing. I don't think you need to say new IP because the Xenoblade kind of is the answer to Phantasy Star not online. Or sorry, what is it called? Star Ocean? What the fuck is
Star
that
Ocean? Is the,
to be fair, the reason I'm saying all the things I'm saying, they have said 2017, they announced they were working on another game that wasn't Xenoblade related.
Okay. Yeah.
And at the time, they were also hiring for people. They were looking for people to work in a fantasy setting and also for online play.
Okay. Counterpoint. What if it is Fantasy Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball?
It won't be that.
Okay. Fair enough. Moving on.
I don't know.
What?
I just in the middle of that thought, what if Nintendo made a Dead or Alive style beach volleyball game? That'd be great.
That'd be awful. That's a thought you had?
Dinker Danky says, what's a Phantasy Star? Is it like Genshin Impact, but online? Actually, kind of.
No, Phantasy Star really Online is good. It's just a Japanese MMO. Genshin is not an MMO in any. It's a gacha game.
It's if Dungeon Fighter Online was a 3D brawler.
Yeah, it's an MMO 3D brawler. Yeah.
It's the same system as Dungeon Fighter Online, so like that's not a crazy thing for me to say.
Yeah. All right, you know, I'll go next. I have one that is very specific.
Oh no! Okay.
So it's both broad and specific, actually. There's a bunch of predictions in this one because the first two are not that out of this world. My prediction is that Square Enix goes fucking ham this year.
Okay.
That means Final Fantasy 16 trailer and release date,
100%.
Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 teaser that somehow spoils the Final Fantasy VII DLC that they just released right before E3.
That's hilarious, but yes, very good.
We get Forspoken gameplay, that Babylon's Fall game that Platinum's making with Square Enix, they finally show that again.
That was a thing that happened.
And we get an actual title for Project Triangle Strategy. The title is...
You just stole a lot of predictions.
Wow. With one giant. You did steal two of mine, but I don't care about it.
The title is Triangle Strategy, though.
You just stole two of my predictions.
I genuinely think they might name it Triangle Strategy because of the amount of like social media dialogue there was about how stupid of a name it is. And they'd be like, it gets SEO. You got to name it whatever the kids are talking about.
Project Triangle Strategy / Salt Iron War.
Listen, if that's then no, if that's too much. And someone wants to take the rest, some of them, go for it.
It's too late now. You already put it out
there. No. I love it.
Like, no, you can't recage that.
I'll take all of those, like, as one of your predictions.
Yeah, that's a very bold, like, several prong.
Is damn near, like, that's pretty much guaranteed. What is that damn thing called again? That game that has a stupid name? Forspoken. Forspoken gameplay, I think a little risky, but I think you got a pretty good shot at that. I think honestly, the riskier two there are FF7 Remake 2.
Yeah, that one's risky.
And Project Triangle Strategy, because that was announced too recently, I think. But
I think we're gonna see more on Project Triangle Strategy. I don't think we're seeing Remake Part 2 yet because we're getting intermission.
Yeah.
Sorry, Intergrade, excuse you. It's got a much worse name.
Intergrade.
Intergrade's the updated version for PS5, but Intermission's the Yuffie thing.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Is that... Oh my god!
I believe the specific...
They use the most confusing way of releasing it. Intergrade is the PS5 update. Intermission is the Yuffie DLC.
You know what?
I hate that.
I can't
we all do.
Some fucking bullshit Square Enix naming convention.
Here's the thing. People give Square so much bullshit for bad naming convention. It's all Nomura.
I mean, right, Octopath Traveler and that. Project Triangle one, Strategy exist, one, so it's not all one. Nomura.
Octopath isn't that bad of a name. Triangle Strategy is no excuse.
Oh, wait, sorry. Wait. There was one more line on my prediction that was on the next page. There's also Avengers. They show up.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, they 100%. They have to show Wakanda.
I mean, yeah, they have to.
Oh yeah.
I just thought it was funny that I forgot Avengers because everyone did.
Oh yeah.
hey, you might as well not add it to the Brixton kill. I don't care.
What was the other? There was another game in there that nobody talked about after you mentioned it, right?
Babylon's Fall, the Platinum game.
Babylon's Fall.
I forgot about it again.
That's a bold one because they said that game has a release date of 2022. I think it is very far. Yes. A release window of 2022.
We've seen fuck all.
I don't...
Just a girl hiding behind a thing inside a building and there's a dragon outside.
I don't think... Oh, that's Forspoken.
That's Forspoken.
Oh, well, got him confused. Then Forspoken, it has a release window of 2022.
Yeah, that one does. Babylon's Fall, we saw one trailer in 2019 and we never saw it again. But... Yeah, Forspoken, I think we see gameplay, which we haven't seen yet.
Really quick, I need a better username in the chat. Asks, is Nomura busy on anything at the moment?
I mean,
apart
from Final Fantasy Remake Part 2.
Remake and presumably whatever the fuck Kingdom Hearts is currently up to.
And here's where I'm going to step in. Prediction, Kingdom Hearts game.
What?
New Kingdom Hearts game, not what? 4. 4 is coming like 2025, 2026. It's not coming for a little while.
I was going to say, that's even bold, I would say. Maybe 2030. Yeah.
they're not going to pull a Kingdom Hearts 3 with 4. But I think we're going to have at least two more in-between games. And I'm saying more because Melody of Memory exists.
You know, Nomura once promised me that Kingdom Hearts 3 would end this the Sora Riku Kairi storyline, and then he backed the fuck down on that and said, no, I meant the Xehanort tragedy, which, by the way, fuck yourself. Yeah, it's a tragedy, all right, Xehanort bud.
I think, just to finish it off, new Kingdom Hearts game, not next Kingdom Hearts 4, it's going to have some fucked up name, and it's going to follow Riku. It, like Riku as the sole player.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
I did just finish Melody of Memory yesterday and started Kingdom Hearts 3 today. I'm sorry.
Have you played KH3 yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I started that.
She has not played the DLC. We talked about this in Discord.
Critical mode is fucking hard as shit.
They added critical mode. I forgot what they added critical mode, because it was proud mode only on release. It was a piss walk easy.
Yeah.
Critical mode is kicking my fucking ass. Jesus Christ.
You hated this game. Don't play critical mode.
Yeah. It took me 5 tries to beat the first like tutorial fight.
Fucking Christ.
I think you're crazy. However, that is a bold enough prediction that I will absolutely say yes, you can have the prediction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Heard you on this one?
I think it's going to be like Riku going in. So, Riku following up on the end of Melody of Memory.
Melody of Memory have legitimate story beats in it?
It's a mobile game.
That's fair.
After like every other three or whatever worlds, and each world has 2 songs, usually some of them have 1, you'll get like a little cutscene, and for the vast majority of the game, that's just like a shitty recap of the games before, with like no sense of continuity, no sense of anything. I just skipped them. And then the last, like, you go into the last mission, and it's like, you won't be able to save for until you're done. And there's like a couple like easy memory dive stages, and then a pretty hard boss fight if you play it on Proud. That one took me quite a few tries. And there's actually like maybe 20 minutes of story, of like new story.
Sorry, that's just very Nomura.
Yeah, that's very Nomura.
We could for all we know, we could get a fucking Union Key sequel. 358 Unions Over Key, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Unions Over Key.
Excuse you. It's Unchained Key and then Union Cross. Both of those are still open. Man.
Elise, I want to be very clear when I tell you this. I don't care.
It's the original mobile game was Kingdom Hearts Key. And then
did you not hear Chris's last sentence?
Sorry, I'm looking at my RuneScape from my other tab now.
I hate you.
Okay, Pridge, please take us away from the Kingdom Hearts zone.
All right, I'm going to do something hilarious, and I'm going to bet against myself in fantasy.
Oh,
I like this. Nice.
God of War Ragnarok's not coming out to 2022.
You gotta spice it up.
It is a 2021 release date. I'm calling it gets delayed.
Not a single person on this planet believes that 2021 date is accurate.
Somebody go find the Twitch VOD of when they showed us that. I think all of us went, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was the same as the Metroid Prime 4 reveal where they just showed a title.
No, they said 2021 in the reveal.
Oh, right, but they also showed a title card in 2021.
Yes.
I don't think it's coming this year.
Question. Do we see gameplay? If you codify that,
yes, I think it's we see gameplay, but it's still delayed to 2022.
I mean, if it's coming this year, they better fucking show us
gameplay. He's saying it's not coming this year. They could easily say it's coming next year and just show a cinematic trailer, but Purge is saying that it's coming next year, but we will see gameplay. I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's very easy to say it's coming out next year, cinematic trailer of Kratos and Boy. And
which, like, duh.
Which, yeah, duh. But gameplay is a whole other, like, yeah. You know, companies hate showing you gameplay. They're terrified of showing you gameplay.
Yeah, it's because it's horrible to make vertical slices to show gameplay confirm. Yeah,
because people will judge your game top to bottom based on 3 seconds of character doing jump.
Yeah.
I'd like to refer you to one screenshot from Halo Infinite of Craig.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to refer you to the puddles in Spider-Man.
Oh my god, the fucking
puddles. Well, okay, that they didn't tear the trailer up, they teared the game up for that.
That was so annoying.
That's fair.
That was Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, it was Spider-Man.
That was Spider-Man.
Chris, did you give us a second round prediction yet?
No. Okay, so let's talk about everyone's favorite sexist, racist games company. Wait, which one? Okay, Riot Games, folks.
Ooh. I am almost sure of what you're going to say, and it's on my list too.
Of course you are, but I'm gonna spice it up probably unnecessarily. So, Project L. I know no one cares except for me.
That's the fighting game.
Is going to both get its name. Finally, I mean, that's how it works. They announce the thing and announce the name.
What if it's just called Project L?
No. They said
it was Legendary Terra, and Project R was Valorant. So
they named the game Project Triangle Strategy.
You think they could get away with that?
It'd be very funny.
You know, the game's out first. But do you think they could get away with it?
It'd be very funny.
It depends if they trademarked the name, because they're like, oh, it's a working title. So
I think it's a TM. I think it said TM after it when we saw it. I think it did. Anyway, unimportant. Project L gets a name. It's probably Forge of Champions, if that leak is to be believed, which also makes the most sense. It gets a release date for the open beta, because allegedly the closed alpha already happened, and also a lot of fighting game personalities have touched this game. Woolly Versus, I think, was talking about how a lot of people had gotten hands on it. Daigo, they flew Daigo in to play it, which is, I think, so bizarre. And we get the announcement of the project title for their Diablo-like.
Oh, I forgot they were making that.
So from the reveal of here, the other Riot games were working on, that was the only one that didn't get a project name.
Well,
everything, like,
and the fighting game. Yeah.
No. We got Project L. That was the same day we got Valorant.
I thought you meant true name, not like temporary.
No. It'll be like Project, you know, like D or G or whatever, some bullshit. But it'll get that name.
It'll be Project L.
Chris, my question to you is: where do you think these announcements show up as? Is it Summer Games Fest?
Yeah. Summer Games probably. Yeah. I don't think E3.
Riot is confirmed for Summer Game Fest and not confirmed for E3.
Oh, they are.
They were on the list.
I knew they were confirmed for one of them. I just didn't know which.
And they did Summer Games Fest last year with Valorant and all their other announcements. So
Valorant, they showed off.
I think they did Game Awards for Ruined King, if I remember correctly.
We got no. That was Summer Games Fest, because Keeley interviewed the Airship Syndicate guys.
Yeah, I think the original reveal was at a Game Awards though. I think it was like 2019, though.
The original reveal, I believe you're correct. Don't need to add this on, because I think it's basically confirmed. We hear more about the Echo game, Chrono Shift, but they've told us we're hearing that soon. So that's not worth adding, but you can if you want to, because it's happening.
No, I mean, if they already confirmed it, then no.
they said, hey, summer of 2021, we're going to talk more about Chrono Shift. And everyone's like, okay, it'll be at Summer Games Fest or E3.
And Miyaki asks a good question. Did that Pokemon LOL clone ever come out? And I don't know the answer.
I was just about to respond to it, and I was on phone. I was like, oh no, it hasn't.
We talked about this recently. I'm pretty sure it got canceled. It's canceled or it's like in development hell.
Was it Pokemon Unite? Is that the name of it?
Yeah,
that was Pokemon exactly what it's called. Wow.
I'm looking at that.
And also,
they did a closed beta in March, so it's not dead yet.
if they do shadow drop something and say the Forge Champions Project L beta is open right now, I will leave the stream.
You'll have to download it. It'll take some time. You can download it.
The Wikipedia page for Pokemon Unite says it's scheduled to be released in Canada in March 2021, exclusively for Android smartphone users.
Yo, Elise, currently... you got that shit months ago and didn't tell nobody?
I think it's closed, too.
Elise is going to be the first person ever to play Pokemon Unite, and we're going to have exclusive scoop right here on Save Data.
It is currently May 2021, which is not March. It is after March.
It was closed beta, though. It might have been invite only.
Mm. Additional promise, I will stream myself playing Project L when it comes out, like before I even touch it silently, to see if they ruined it or not. And you guys can watch in real time whether all my dreams come true or they're crushed and pulled out from beneath me.
I mean, also in line with what you said, Chris, if I'm wrong and Psychonauts 2 is an E3 drop, I will download that game and leave.
That's fair. Then we slide into the everyone has to watch David play Psychonauts. I really want to do that.
We will instantly stop our E3 coverage. Be like, sorry everybody, one of David's most anticipated games of all time is out right now.
You know, E3 gets as long as it takes him with his very good internet to download and boot up Psychonauts. Download, make a stream setup, and boot up Psychonauts, which take him not that long. So it's E3 has to start speedrunning.
I downloaded Knockout City earlier and I had 90 megabits a second, so.
Jeez, Pete. Jeez.
Oh, wait, that's megabytes. Yeah, I can download that real fast. Like 10 minutes.
And Mackie, Pokemon Sleep is dead. Pokemon Sleep is gone.
Pokemon 100%. Sleep? What the hell is Pokemon Sleep?
It's like a Pokemon app.
Pikachu helps you go to sleep.
Yeah. It was dumb.
I'm done with video games. I'm out.
It's a bad... Yeah, it's done. It's not,
this was like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was that long ago. I think it was the same time as Unite. It was like 2020 or 2019.
Riot's going to talk. And I have a mini question. Do we hear about the Riot MMO?
No, it's too early in development.
Shame too, because I'm actually excited for that.
They
but it's way too early.
Haven't even posted specific job openings for that yet, so they're very early in development.
I think one of the, like, they had like a brief on it, and it's skill based, so that's cool. Whatever the fuck that means.
That's all MMOs. So okay.
Yeah, that's literally all MMOs except like some of the Korean ones.
I was like, but like, what does that even mean? Like, how RuneScape is skill based, or how like it requires skill to play? Like, this means nothing. this is a nothing sentence.
It literally means nothing. You are correct.
The new Riot MMO will have graphics.
You can hit buttons.
You will hit buttons to play it or click.
That's who we are.
God. Shall we do one final round of predictions real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. That's
quick-ish. We don't have to be... Who wants to start, or do you want me to start?
You start.
Go for it.
You want me to start? Okay.
Yeah.
Which one do I do? All right, you know what? Jason's not here. I got to do this one.
The next
Fire Emblem game is revealed with both a cinematic trailer and some gameplay. Not full gameplay, because they always do that in like their treehouse or like a separate.
So here's my question. Is it a remake like everyone thinks it is?
So the second half of my prediction is, shocking most people, it is not a remake.
I want you to be right so badly, but I'm almost certain they're going to do a remake.
Listen, they could. That's interesting. Here's my reasoning for why it's not a remake.
I don't want it to be a remake.
Point number one. They're on the Switch. Three houses set a precedent of it has to be a 3D game. That's going to take more effort than their 2D remakes have. And if you look at the numbers, their remakes don't sell well. They sell like ass.
That's actually also true.
I think pretty much all of them have sold under 500,000 copies for their remakes. And that is worldwide. Right. Whereas Three Houses sold like 4 million-ish copies. I think it's a little less than 4 million, but it's pretty high.
It's the best selling Fire Emblem game, I know that.
It's the best selling one. So like, I don't think that they'll do a remake. Could be wrong, but I don't think they'll follow up Three Houses with a remake. If they do, I think it would probably be a remake of Fire Emblem 6, personally. just because that didn't get released outside of Japan. And is so like seven actually was actually popular.
I did have Remake like on my predictions, but I think you've convinced me that it's not.
Like, the numbers are bad, it takes too much effort, and I think Koei Tecmo did a lot of the work on Three Houses.
They did a lot of, like, the assets and stuff.
Yeah, like, I think they did a significant amount of the work on Three Houses, so hopefully that means Intelligent Systems has had their second team or portion of their first team or whatever has been able to continue working on whatever the next game is.
Has Intelligent Systems also done the remakes?
Yeah, they've done all the games.
Okay.
I think Three Houses was the first one where they brought in a significant amount of help.
Was Three Houses 2019?
Yes, 2019. Yes. I want to say it was March of 2019 or something.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast turnaround. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's coming out this year. I think they'd release.
No, I agree, but I think even for next year, it might be a little fast.
July 2019.
Typically, they do a game every 2 years.
They could probably use the same engine. They just have to come up with a new story, which I don't want to shit talk Fire Emblem, but probably isn't too hard.
It's a strategy game. It doesn't usually have the greatest story. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I love the series, and I'm not going to freaking sugarcoat that. But
defeat the Empire, kill the dragon. That's like every Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
They generally do like 2 years between their games. At their peak, they were releasing like one a year. I think between when Fire Emblem 6, 7, and 8 came out, back-to-back-to-back years, and then they followed that with Path of Radiance the next year.
Fire Emblem Black Flag, Fire Emblem Syndicate,
Fire Emblem Unity.
So I don't think it's coming out this year, but I think they reveal it this year.
Interesting.
Okay. I think that's... I'll let you take that one.
Yeah.
Who's next?
A good few more predictions here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to go last or second to last because I have some questions I think we might not cover, but I think they're actually like really worth talking about topics.
Great.
Yeah, I have a couple of those written down too if we don't get to them.
Yeah.
All right. I think my final prediction here is going to be Mass Effect 5. New Mass Effect.
That is old as shit.
I don't think it is at all. I think it's actually really fucking clever.
I mean, it makes sense.
Everyone's talking about Mass Effect right now.
Everyone's talking about it like right now because they just released the Legendary Edition of the trilogy. And fucking people love Mass Effect. Andromeda was shit and everyone knows this.
But
people still love the series. Andromeda didn't ruin hype for the series.
Yeah.
Sure. I think as long as they like make sure the game's actually good, which they can do. Anthem also sucked.
Yeah,
we'll see if the game is actually good. But I think there's enough hype for it that they're gonna reveal it at E3. At least that's my pick.
Question.
So we saw that trailer for it already. What do we see this time?
Wait, we saw a trailer for it?
They did announce that they are working on a new Mass Effect game already, yeah.
Okay.
What's it?
I think on N7 Day they announced
it's,
it.
They showed like icy planet. No, I don't remember what the reasoning was. Maybe it was that. I thought it was at Game Awards, but I could be crazy. It was at some event that we streamed. Icy planet. We see like a metal thing sticking out of the ground. Hand reached down, dusts over. It's the N7 like helmet. Picks it up. It's I think it was Tali that held it, but it could have been Liara. I don't remember.
I didn't even remember this. It was Asari.
I don't think we know if it was.
Okay, it wasn't Asari. I can remember what it was. Alien it was. They're all the fucking.
So yeah, I mean, we do already know that a new Mass Effect game is coming.
All right, full trailer.
Full trailer. Okay.
Full do you trailer think released a year?
Question.
I think it's I.
Question.
Okay. Yeah. At least years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it is a sequel to Mass Effect 3, or is it its own thing? And by own thing, I mean it's either a standalone or it's like a new series. I'm not going to make you codify it, but like...
I don't think it's a sequel to Mass Effect 3.
Is Shepard in it?
That's a pretty good question. Obviously. As the protagonist, no.
Okay, cool. I'll accept that.
He might be like
Wilson's show,
a cameo, or
Man, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot about this trailer.
I totally did too. When you said that there was a trailer, I was like, "What? You're fucking crazy!" And that,
I saw you look at me like no, there wasn't, and Chris. And I was like, you were next to me when we watched it, Chief.
Described it. I was like, "Oh yeah, there was that trailer. Yeah. I do remember it."
And now. It was Game Awards. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Game Awards. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think they are working on it. I think it's way too far out.
Yeah,
I don't think we see anything this year.
I'm in agreement. I think cinematic trailer is honestly enough.
Yeah, cinematic trailer. Let's go with that. I didn't even remember this game like was a thing that was.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Are you saying they announced it because the game has been announced? At least.
Yeah, well, no, that's why I asked if Elise thought it was like a sequel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it could. Actually, it's almost. I'm not gonna. Never mind. Yeah. It's almost certainly a sequel.
Because N7, yeah. But I mean, it could also be like it could be years later. It doesn't necessarily have to be.
It
doesn't have to be Shepard based.
I don't think it's Shepard based. I think it's in the Milky Way.
So help me Christ, if they do the fucking Reapers again, I'm going to lose my goddamn gourd.
The Reapers.
I hate the Reapers.
The Reapers aren't great.
That's a lazy generic villain.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. I'm also going to say, I don't think any of you guys had these, so I'm just going to put them out there. These are not like official predictions, but these are things
Hang on. We might ask some questions later. So hang on.
I've got a few too. We'll come back to it.
You're not last. This
will be our last round of lock ins, and then we'll discuss some other like possibilities or big ones. Because I have one big one that I'm pretty sure none of us are going to pick because I don't think any of us care about it, but it is big. So is that good?
I got two. I'm gonna go with this one because I think it has a better chance, and it's still crazy. Hideo Kojima.
Oh no!
Okay.
Shows up for the game at
Get Xbox out of town. Event.
It is not Silent Hill.
I don't think that's incredibly unlikely.
Yeah, I think that's a good. I think it's a good.
Okay,
one.
Okay. Kojima shows up. Sure. Is this a Strands series game? What are they called? What is the series going to be called?
Strand game. It's
not a Strand game.
No, it is not a sequel to Death Stranding. I think he wanted to work on a horror game, and I think this could be that. I think it's guaranteed not the Silent Hill IP.
Oh, I don't think they got it.
Well, I say that just because Konami confirmed that they're not showing up at E3 at all, so...
Oh, but a lot of people were saying Sony might like just pay for it, just buy it from Konami.
Sure. Here's the thing. I think he's showing up at Xbox's event, not Sony's.
Oh, I thought you said Keighley. Sorry.
No.
I think it'd be the Keighley zone because Keighley loves Kojima.
He does, but...
He named an award his award show after this man. You think he's going to show up at E3 and not Jeff Keighley's zone?
Here's the thing. Phil Spencer, in one of his many things of him sitting in front of a camera.
Yeah, he does have the Kojima Productions thing.
The Lumens thing. Mm.
Yep.
I forgot about that. That is a good point, sir. Okay. Sure. I think
Kojima has a game at Xbox's event.
I honestly think that's almost a shoe-in, but it's good.
I think there's
enough qualifications there.
If he says
Strand game, you don't get a damn point.
No, fuck that.
No. You get partial credit if it's a Strand game.
Yeah, if Kojima shows up at Xbox's event, then fuck yeah, I get at least half a point.
I love if Kojima says the word Strand, you don't get a point.
if he is like, oh, this takes place in the Death Stranding universe, your half a point is gone.
Yeah,
I would cry.
You lose partial. Hey. He never clarified what a Strand game was. So.
No, of course not.
Of course he did. Why would he?
It could be a game about ropes because they named the fucking rope in that game a Strand. So who knows?
They named like eight things in that game. Fucking
I hate that game so much. I'm not getting into it right now.
I'm gonna get Will in here.
Bridge, did you have one more?
That's a good game.
God, I keep trying to figure one out, but they all suck. I had like a bunch of ones that I was. Oh wait, no, Konami's not gonna be there. So any Konami-based prediction feels useless now.
Yeah. One thing none of us have talked about is Bethesda.
Yep, I have a prediction for them.
I also have a prediction for that.
That was one of the big ones I wanted to talk about. If we don't hit it, because I don't think we're going to hit it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Any more time to think. Let's talk about Bethesda or some other shit.
Okay, well, here, you think. I'll go with mine. So, it's time, and I'm Starfield. Delighted that it's time. I'm not talking about Starfield right now. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm talking about a much bigger franchise from a much bigger publisher.
Oh, no.
Supergiant Games is the next game.
Oh!
They just finished Hades!
Yeah, you're crazy.
Here's the thing. No, we didn't. We started on Hades in 2017. Hades was revealed in 2017.
True.
What year did Pyre release? Someone please inform me.
Nobody knows. Because
2017.
Oh.
Okay. Hades finished development in 2019, was released fully on Switch in 2020. It is 2021, motherfuckers. It is the middle of the year. They have so much goddamned money. They've expanded their team. They have a lot more eyes on them. I think it's time.
Do we get a song? Huh?
Oh yeah, of course we get a song. What?
I mean,
what do they pay Darren Korb for? There's always a song. Even Bastion's release trailer had a song. What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Where do you think they show it at?
That's a tough one. I think
because, like, honestly, I'm surprised you didn't put this in your actual prediction.
Oh, this is an actual prediction. Isn't? Are we not doing predictions anymore?
No. Oh, I thought you'd already given your third one. My bad.
No, Chris still hasn't given his third yet.
My bad. I thought you had already given your third one.
I think we get it at Keighley because Hades was revealed at Game Awards.
Okay.
I don't know. Man, I don't know if Epic still has all that influence on them though. It could be another Epic exclusive for a time period.
Chris, hear me out. What if it was at the Xbox event, Game Pass Day One?
I'd be very surprised, mostly because I feel like...
Because Bastion became a thing because of Xbox Arcade.
Yes, but Nintendo's treated them really, really well. So is Sony, though, too.
I mean, everyone treats them well because they make good games, but like...
They make good games. I think they're the most in Epic's pocket. Epic paid for the development of Hades. People forget about that.
Yeah, they did.
And while Hades in development, Pyre, Bastion, and Transistor all were free on Epic Games at one point. So like Epic's in their fucking pocket. I would be very shocked if it was at Xbox's. I think it's gonna be a Keighley.
Okay.
All right.
I think because I think now that you mentioned the timeline, that's almost a shoo-in. But like the specifically.
It takes them a decent amount of time to get games out, except for Hades, which was early access. But like they announce games pretty close to the old game finishing, like since Transistor. Like the downtime between Transistor to Pyre was, I think, 2 years. It was less than a full year before from Pyre releasing and Hades being announced. So
yeah, that's wild. But hey, they're crazy. Indie studio. They got
work
pretty quickly,
and like it's a team that works together very well. They are famously good at turnaround times, and I mean they're talented as fuck.
Yeah, no, I totally see it. I think you're most likely correct. And honestly, if it doesn't show up at Summer Game Fest, I bet it's at Game Awards later this year.
It'll be at Game Awards if it's not Summer Game Fest. And that just flat out means that they weren't ready.
Yep,
because they're not some massive company that like has like a super like we're gonna get it in by E3. I mean it's fucking super tight.
I feel like they're
15
like
people.
I'm pretty sure they hit up Keighley and they're like, "Hey, if our trailer's ready, we want in Summer Games Fest." And he's like, "Yeah, obviously."
Yeah, of course. Well, Keighley needs all the exclusives he can get.
Mm.
Oh, and I need a better username in the chat. We're talking specifically announcements, not necessarily release dates. Because yeah, Pyre was done in 2017, and then Hades was announced later in 2017.
Yes, I would be surprised if we get a release date for this, whatever this game is, unless it is an early access game like Hades was. But I don't think they're gonna get away with not paying for game development costs twice.
Well, here's the thing. They have enough money that they could get away with it now. Hades sold fucking bonkers.
No, but like I'm saying I don't think Epic will pay for them to make a game a second time.
No, but I think they have enough
money. Yeah, they have more money. Like I mean, we've joked before that, like, I don't think they're an indie company anymore because they have too much fucking money. But like, yeah, I like, you know, it's, I think it could be, I think it'll be something artsy, pretty and big. Like that's
it's a super giant.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
All right. Pridge, you come up with one?
Ubisoft announced a new Splinter Cell game that actually has Sam Fisher in it.
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh.
That was one of my other announcements.
I'm not convinced they remember that series exists other than putting it into other games.
Mine was Sam Fisher gets announced as a character in another Ubisoft game, but does not actually have his own game again.
You've done that before.
See, that's the more likely one. I'm going for the wild prediction.
Hey, if I wanted to be easy, I would make a joke about they're going to have actual dancers perform a Just Dance song. So
we wouldn't let you have that
before. What?
You've also made that prediction before. Yeah, and you were right.
And I was right.
All right, I think that's the end of our.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Actual predictions that we're gonna bet on for Pizza Bet.
Okay. Do you want to run over those really quick?
I didn't write them down, so no.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna write them down when I re-listen.
We'll talk about them later, and there'll be a graphic on screen.
I did not want the entire sound of the stream to be me typing, so I was like, I'll get it on the replay.
Yeah.
But one thing I do want to ask that none of us talked about. Starfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's there.
Trailer.
I mean 100%.
Okay, so we're all in agreement that there's a trailer.
Gameplay, motherfuckers.
Yes, 100% gameplay too.
Okay. We're in pretty solid agreement.
If they don't, I'm incredibly worried about this game.
Because I'm
on the fence on the gameplay. I think we get a 100% good a trailer, and I think we get some gameplay, but I don't think we get like a dive.
I mean, we have to fucking know what the hell this game is.
Coming out this year, so I don't think we need to know.
We know it's, I mean, we don't know, but Jeff Grubb was like, you can take it to the bank. It's not coming out this year. But I believe he said it was spring next year? Or maybe I'm just confusing
He's teeter-tottered on it. He has teeter-tottered on when it is, but...
My prediction...
They do not have a release date for this fucking game. Maybe a year,
My prediction is one of the ones I had was that Xbox's conference ends with a Starfield trailer. Then they kick it over to their pals at Bethesda for a deep dive of what the game's going to be, actually.
Oh, I don't think they do that. I think the reason they separated their Xbox and Bethesda trailer or stuff this year is because of Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo.
100%. But
I think they're still going to have all the Bethesda stuff in the Bethesda.
Does that include Starfield or including Starfield? Does Starfield's exclusivity? Okay, yeah.
Well,
I assume no matter what its show it's at, it closes. Even if it's Xbox's, it closes no matter what. Because it's look, man, it's Skyrim in space. People are going to fucking cream themselves.
I mean, to be fair, we don't know that it's Skyrim in space. Yeah, we know nothing about this other than it is in space.
I'm very confident.
The thing that gets me is that, yes, we've basically had all but confirmation that it's not coming to PlayStation consoles. I think they want to rub that in PlayStation's face at Xbox's event. So they're going to talk about it there and then kick it over to Bethesda for the deep.
I think they're too pro-consumer for that right at the moment because they're behind. And I think Bethesda is still separate enough from Xbox that they don't do that.
If it was next year, I'd agree with you, Zach, but I think this year
that's where I'm at. If it were next year, I'd 100% agree with you.
It's still too fresh. And like honestly, I bet anything that this press conference was planned before the merger.
Mm. Totally. I think they've had enough time to adjust though. I think with Fallout 4, that game, like you said earlier, David, was announced at E3, then came out that August. I think Starfield being a new franchise, they need to give it more time to cook, more time for people to get excited about it. Yes, it is a big Todd Howard franchise, but still.
I think we're all in agreement that it's not coming out this year.
Energy.
I just don't think it's in the Xbox show. I think it's in the Bethesda show.
Yeah, I said Todd Howard franchise. Get it.
hey, When you're right, you're right. It's a Todd franchise.
It is Todd's franchise. It's Todd's game.
Todd, beautiful child.
God. Also, moving surprised, none of us talked about Halo Infinite.
I don't care.
I'm so on the fence with Halo Infinite. Like, I can't pick which way I think it's going to go.
I simply don't care about the game or the franchise.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to just have a trailer and it's coming holiday. Like, that makes the most sense to me.
You think it's going to make this year?
I'm pretty sure it's going to make this year, just because they had enough last year that they felt comfortable showing gameplay. And of course, visually, it was not up to snuff and it got torn to shreds there. But I think
a
year is probably enough time, unless they like really revamp development, which is also incredibly possible. I just don't know enough to make a guess either way.
Yeah.
Because like they have switched directors, so like who knows? So I think it is more likely that it's coming this year, but I would not be shocked if they were like, it's spring 2022 or it's holiday 2022.
Works for me.
Here's my wild prediction. New EA sport.
Curling.
They start a new sports franchise.
What would it be?
Curling.
Like
curling.
I think wasn't there news recently that they were talking to the NHL to get the rights to the NHL again? To
That's start not doing new.
They
haven't.
Damn, I don't those think. NHL games are great. Fucking love chat. Or I used to, at least.
I think that's an insane thing to say because we're out of sport, at least. There's no more sport to have.
That's true. Which golf is why people want them from.
That's not new. They already had golf. They just get golf back again.
Cricket. We're getting
EA Cricket 2022.
EA Rugby. EA Sports. Esports game.
EA invents a new sport that has never been played in real life, but only.
No, I like now. Chris's idea. Here we go.
Mine was a winner.
EA Esports. And it's just fucking Battlefield.
Oh, no.
Okay. I was just going to say it's legally distinct League of Legends.
EA it's Sports Esports Game Manager Sim.
My God.
EA Sports Game Developer Sim.
I mean, the worst thing is what Prince just said would make $1 billion, so.
I mean, there are esports team management sims. I've seen two of them.
Are they the football sim team?
No. I saw a guy do a playthrough of one that was really, really bad, and basically he like didn't have to do anything and he kept like winning the world championship a million years in a row, even though he didn't pay his players or anything. It was like a really janky game.
I mean, that sounds like early League of Legends.
Sounds like current League of Legends.
But Football Manager, that's a Sega franchise, right?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Well, because it was since Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. there was a Football Manager character in that game.
Of course it was.
What? That's what fantastic. Did they look like?
I think just probably a dude in a suit, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
What?
Just like a generic white guy in a suit.
What?
Going like this.
Keep talking. I have to look this up now.
When you get it, Elise, send me a link. I'll edit it in.
No, sorry, it's a guy. It's a dude in a suit with a like racing helmet on.
Of course, it is. Please send me a link, and I will edit that into the YouTube version. Yeah. Oh my God, that's great! Anyone else have anything quickly to talk about? We were running a little long.
Real fast, I want to talk about our good friends over at Ubisoft.
and the two things I think are going to happen from Ubisoft. The Division Heartlands, it gets a shadow drop. Not for anything anyone cares about. The shadow drop being able to enter like into the open beta, like to register for it. But they do it in such a way that it makes it sound like they're about to shadow drop the game and then just say, and you can register for the beta right now.
Yeah, I'm like, that's basically a lock. Yeah,
that's basically a lock. And the other thing I said is Ubisoft says something offensive.
Yeah,
which is sadly
that's a lock.
Pretty much a lock.
I had written down on mine and then immediately deleted it because I was like, they're obviously going to do this. What it was that Ubisoft continues to ignore their HR issues. And I was like, oh no, they're obviously gonna do that, so I'm just gonna delete that.
Getting a Blizzard level apology from Ubisoft is pretty good, though.
I mean, we already got that once last year.
Did we?
Yeah, last year we got one.
They had plenty of scandals since last year.
I mean, this was after most of the scandals last year.
Okay. At least there's
it's like they had ignored it, and then they got slammed for ignoring it, and then the next one they did, they were like, Yves Guillemot had that like pre-canned video of him saying some stuff about how they're doing things, and then they didn't do anything as covered yesterday on Around the Monitor. So yeah, I think they continue to ignore them. Anyone else got something quick, or we can close out the show? Yeah, it sounds like a close out the show.
Oh, actually, hold up. I got something. God damn it.
Okay. I also just thought of one. Does Keeley announce his new Evo?
No.
Okay, fair.
No. But Nintendo announced the new Mario Party game.
I got new clay game.
Maybe.
New clay game?
The people
who made
Don't Starve, Mark of the Ninja, Grifflands.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we see a new game from them.
I don't know why I thought Knack.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Play as KLEI.
Don't Starve. That's what they do.
I fucking love their games. I don't like Don't Starve that much, but like Mark of the Ninja is great. Grifflands is pretty great.
I have not played a single one of their.
Shank is.
You got to play Mark of the Ninja. Mark of the Ninja is like.
I thought Shank was the Guacamelee team.
Nope.
No, Shank was play. It was before Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah. Oh, do we know what is it? Drinkbox is working on.
Yeah, someone drafted it in our fantasy league.
It's on my fantasy league.
Oh my god, Zach.
What is it called?
The power of one or something?
Nope.
Like that? No one, zero. Nobody zero.
Nobody saves the world?
There we go. I think it's Nobody Saves the World. Sounds right.
Okay. There we go.
That sounds like a game of the
I'm looking at Zach's fantasy page.
Nobody saves the world. Come on, Zach. You freaking drafted the game.
That was a good pick. I'll stand by it.
Hey, he also drafted Horizon 2.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Like, all right, we're going to a fucking Chili's parking lot. Let's fucking go.
Ooh, we upgraded.
No, that's a downgrade.
Yeah, that's a downgrade.
That is a downgrade. Hi, welcome to Chili's.
All right, everyone. After that lovely Chili's advertisement, Chili's, please sponsor us.
For real, all we do is talk about you.
That's gonna do it for this week's show. Anyone have something quick to plug?
If Chris won't, I will. We announced we are doing our very own Pokemon game. Chris, David, and we're all working on making that. It's extremely exciting. You can get involved and become a trainer in the game to troll me once we finally get to play the game. That will be sometime later this year. But just join our Patreon at the $1 level. There'll be a link to that down below. And we also have a trailer for that we'll probably link somewhere as well. But it's very exciting, and I'm excited to get angry.
Yeah, the trailer is out now.
Zach, so hard.
Zach did a good job editing that. We'll have the like full gameplay of a demo. We did a 2-hour demo of it. That'll be out soon. And we're currently working on the map update, which will be the overall map of the world and some info about all the locations and stuff like that. Coming to the Discord soon.
Soon.
Good news, everyone.
All right, cool. And with that, also check out our Pokemon Emerald Nuzlocke on Mondays. Say your team on Twitch, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Anyone got anything else, real quick? That's a no. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Appreciate everyone watching live, all of you watching on YouTube and watch or listening on podcast services. We really appreciate it. Please, if you listen on podcast services, give us a like, subscribe, rating on whatever your platform supports. We really appreciate it. It super helps a ton. So thanks, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful week. Peace out.
Good night.